So, because I know you listen this program to the internet, so I also want to invite you. If you are gonna listen this program probably until the end of the summer, you will send me an email, and I will send you a CD with this amazing music that you hear in this program tonight. So later, I will give you the email that you can write me back and tell me your comments about the program, and I will send you a CD with this Libra song so you can enjoy and you can pass it around. And because that's one of the other things, you know, the traditions of the Libra song is you will pass around to communities, to people, so they can learn. So the tunes are really easy to learn. It's music that it was available for all the people, for the kids, for the youth, for the old people, also for the younger, so they can continue singing. And when they got together and in the gatherings, that's one of the things they used to about giving education workshops or education talks about, you know, what they needed to do, how they could organize. So they also gave music sessions where they learned the songs. And so we have to continue that tradition because it's the oral and the music tradition that also help us to continue knowing and to continue spreading the word.
1, 2, 3, 4. When inflation went crazy, the center was to blame. They promptly froze my wages, but inflation stayed the same. I got that crash course in political education blues. I got that crash course in political education blues. Well, they froze my wages, the markets went to hell. There was more goods on the market that the market couldn't sell. I got that John Kenneth Galbraith, Milton Friedman blues. The John Kenneth Galbraith, Milton Friedman blues. Well, the markets went soft, the properties went down. My benevolent employer promptly moved right out of town. I got that Taiwan chili, Southern Alabama blues. They're moving on, folks. I got that Taiwan chili, Southern Alabama blues. Then the Tories told people, the world of this mess. We'll have free trade with Uncle Sam, and you folks know the rest. I got the Star-Spangled Banner, bald-headed eagle blues. I got the Star-Spangled Banner, bald-headed eagle blues. Take it away now. This line will extend free trade to Mexico. It'll work the second time. I got that Maquiadora, lower living standards blues. I got the Maquiadora, lower living standards blues. Then the Tories told the people there's no money anywhere. We'll cut your social services till the Congress nearly bare. I got that education, welfare and health cut. As well. I got the education, welfare, and health cutback blues. But the people said to the Tories, hey, hold on a bit. We know that you're the government, but we don't have to take the shit. We got this marching on Main Street, political education blues. We got this marching on Main Street, political education. Marching on Main Street, political education blues. Ooh, yeah.
It's time to end welfare as we know it and Get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts, cut them off. Now we should all be irate at this huge welfare state, right here in this mightiest of nations. AFDC is disgraceful to me. I'm talking aid for dependent corporations. Free enterprise, ha, the cruelest of lies. It cost us $200 billion just last year. If they paid their fair share, we'd have billions to spare. It's time to tell them the buck stop here. Let's consider Charlie Hurwitz, the CEO at Maxam, holding Redwood Forests hostage in a vicious little tax scam. It's clear cut we picked up the tab for Charlie's union busting, then paid him to pollute our water. Jesus, that's disgusting. Charlie won't repay $500 million that he stole from a Houston SNL. What say we kick him off the dole? It's time to end welfare as we know it, and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts, cut them off. That Taco Bell Chihuahua begs for bucks for Frito-Lay, and Poppin' Fresh from Pillsbury needs more dough every day. That thief Ronald McDonald and his sidekick Mayor McCheesy burglarize our treasury in ways that make me queasy. That nasty little mermaid took tax dollars overseas to hire thugs to bring poor Haitian workers to their knees. It's time to end welfare as we know it, and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts, cut them off. They've been picking every pocket here from sea to shining sea. We must intervene to break this cycle of dependency. ADM and Cargill, General Motors, Ford and Boeing, ITT and Lockheed, and that welfare line keeps growing, growing, growing. Now Congress says we can't afford to subsidize the needy, but before we slash the safety net, let's tell the truly greedy. We're gonna end welfare as we know it, and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. We're gonna end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts, cut them off.
It's for their own good.
No more handouts, cut them off.
And we mean business.
No more handouts.
No more handouts.